nothing better than the first coffee of the day. Apart from breakfast, of course. Having breakfast as well is a good thing. But anyway, good morning. It is Monday, the 5th of November, bonfire night here in the UK and probably other places as well. And very warm welcome to day 5 of NatPod Pomo 2018. Can't even say the word. Oh dear, back to work today. Kind of looking forward to it because in the last 10 days, this will be the second time I've actually been into the office due to half term and having to work from home on Friday for the poor boiler. But I've got a question to answer today, and it's going to go on for a bit, I think, so I need to kind of get on with it. A question from Jonathan, who asked his question really early on. His question is, how has Creative Commons shaped your output as a creator? I feel it's my duty here to explain a bit more about Creative Commons and what it actually means. Now, bear in mind, I'm no expert, so I'm going to give you a layperson's breakdown of what I believe Creative Commons means. You can find out more about Creative Commons over at creativecommons.org. I did go into this briefly on day zero when I was explaining the licensing of the theme music that we use. But I want to kind of go back to basics on this one. So everything that you create, all right, be that art, music, writing, even software to an extent, although there's a separate licensing scheme for that, is automatically designated your copyright. You own it. By law, no one else can use that thing without your permission. And you have the power of law to take action against anyone who uses your thing without your express permission. I'm going to always refer to something as a thing because it could be anything, basically. But there may be a situation where you want other people to have it and to use it and to change it without having to ask you first. And this is where Creative Commons comes in. It allows you to relinquish some of the rights granted to you by copyright to allow the consumers of your creation more freedom in what they do with it. So Creative Commons comes in many different combinations of 5 elements. And these are the 5 elements that make up what a Creative Commons license actually is. So the first of those is by attribution. So a Creative Commons by attribution license basically says, if you use this thing for anything other than personal listening, so if you use it in a video, or if, like I have, you've used it as an introduction for a podcast, you must give credit to the original author of that thing. Okay, that's what that says. Second element is share alike. And that says that if you make changes to this thing and subsequently use it for anything other than personal listening, you must then release the newly derived thing, so your version, your derived version of that work, under the same license of the original. And that's in place to protect the license of the original work. Now, you can have by attribution share alike in the same license. Okay. Non-commercial element of Creative Commons says that however you use this thing, you cannot directly or indirectly make money from its use. So, for example, if you use a piece of music as a backdrop for a video which is being used to advertise a paid service, then that's a no-no. Now, I've had conversations with podcasting colleagues regarding non-commercial as to whether a podcast that is playing Creative Commons music with the non-commercial elements to it, who is then accepting donations from its listeners to help support its ongoing existence. So I've not yet had a reasonable response from anybody to say whether that is a yes or a no. But my understanding is that if I had advertising on a podcast, so I'm making money from it, and I include a non-commercial element Creative Commons track on that particular episode or that show, then you're crossing that line. That's my understanding. The fourth item is no derivatives. Now, this is mutually exclusive to share alike. You can't have one without the other, because this stipulates, no derivative stipulates, that you can't make any changes or derivative works from the original. So share alike is kind of pointless because you would only use share alike if you've made changes to a thing, whereas no derivative says you can't make changes to a thing. All right. That's number four. Number five, and this is the final one, which is completely mutually exclusive on its own, is CC0. And CC0 is an elective version of public domain. Now, I believe, I can't remember whether this is right or not, I believe you can't put something into the public domain yourself. It only goes there as the result of conditions. Like if, I think in this country, if a work, if it's been 75 years since a work has been created, it drops into the public domain automatically or something like that. But you can't put something into the public domain, which is why Creative Commons has created the CC0 license, which effectively allows you to put something into the public domain using that license. And that relinquishes all and any rights you have or had over that work. So those are the five elements, and it is worth pointing out that CC licenses are irrevocable. So once you have released a thing, a piece of art or a piece of music under a Creative Commons license, you can't then go back and say, "Oh, do you know what? I've changed my mind. It's now copyright." You can't do that. That's not done thing. And there is proof, there is anecdotes, there is evidence to suggest that Creative Commons licensing is protected by law. So there have been instances where somebody has breached a Creative Commons license, and the original owner of that work has been protected by law. So, you know, it's not an insignificant thing. It's not just words. So I hope that explains that bit. But to go back to the original question, how has Creative Commons shaped my output as a creator? Now, this show, for example, is released under a Creative Commons by attribution share alike license, which is compatible with the license of the only element of this project that I don't own, which is the theme music. So under by attribution share alike license, you can, if you wish to, redistribute this show on any other platform you wish. You could remix it, extract it, excerpt it, any part of the show, on condition that you credit me and Triad, the composer of the theme music, as the original authors, and that you release any derived version of this show under the same by attribution share alike license. Now, the other side of the coin is how it's allowed me to use material released under Creative Commons by other people. So the Bugcast, for example, is comprised almost entirely of music which has been released under Creative Commons. And there is a lot of it out there, a huge amount of it out there. So ultimately, Creative Commons is good for us as distributors, if you like, because it allows us to promote the music. But it's also incredibly good for the original artist, as it gives them a wider scope for distribution of their materials. So to answer the original question, how's it shaped my output as a creator? It's allowed me to do what I do. And I can't argue with that at all. Wow, how's that for timing? I didn't start that. So hope that answers your question, Jonathan. Thank you very much indeed to Gavin and Jonathan and Fartbot on Twitter, check it out, for interacting on yesterday's show. Don't forget to visit the website at thelovebug.org/pod for full details about the show and how to get in touch. Have yourself a great Monday. I'll be back tomorrow.